Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make your Ableton Live 12 drop feel like it blooms into the mix, instead of just slamming in loud. And for jungle and old school D&B, that difference is huge. We're not just building a riser. We're giving the transition its own rhythm, its own swing, and its own attitude. The big idea here is simple. Treat the riser like a percussion part, not just an effect. In old school inspired D&B, the ear latches onto movement and groove first. So if your pre-drop elements are swinging in the same language as your drums, the whole section feels connected, human, and properly gritty. Start by putting the drop in context. Don't design the riser by itself. Build a basic drum group, a sub or respace, and a transition track. Keep the drop skeleton simple so you can hear what the riser is actually doing. The goal is to make the transition support the downbeat, not compete with it. Now let's build two main riser layers. First, a tonal riser. Open Waveedable or analog and start with a saw-based sound. Keep it fairly filtered at the beginning, maybe somewhere around 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Then open it up as you approach the drop. Add a little unison if you want width, but keep it controlled. You want tension, not a giant glossy trance wash. Then make a noise layer. This can be an operator noise, Waveedable noise, or even a resampled noise hidden simpler. High pass or band pass it so it lives in the upper range, and add a little saturation to give it some bite. This layer is your brightness and hiss. It's what makes the build feel alive in the top end. Here's where the real flavor comes in. Use the groove pool. This is the move that makes the riser feel like it belongs in a jungle track instead of a generic EDM build. Drag a groove onto your riser clip, ideally one that matches the swing of your drums. If your break has a loose shuffle, borrow that same feel. That connection matters. For an old school vibe, try swing in the rough 54 to 62% range, then adjust timing in the groove pool so it's noticeable but not sloppy. You usually want more timing movement than velocity movement. On a tonal layer, keep velocity changes subtle. On chopped percussion or break fragments, you can push it a bit more, and don't just hold one long note. That's the classic mistake. A straight riser can work, but it often feels too smooth and too modern. Instead, program short notes in the last one or two bars before the drop. Let them breathe. Let there be gaps. Let the phrase have a little broken motion. That's where the jungle energy starts to show up. If you're using simpler, load a chopped hit or a break slice and work with short attacks and medium decays. You can use classic or slice mode for that fragmented feel. Apply the groove to the MIDI or audio clip, and suddenly the riser behaves more like a chopped percussion phrase than a polished sweep. Now automate the emotional lift. Groove handles timing. Automation handles tension. On the tonal layer, open the filter cutoff gradually and maybe add a small resonance bump near the end. On the noise layer, automate the filter opening, increase reverb a little, and maybe let the echo feedback rise slightly in the last half bar. A really good trick here is contrast. Let the build get busy, then strip it back for a beat right before the impact. That tiny air pocket can make the drop feel way bigger than nonstop motion ever could. Indeed, NB, space is power. To push the old school flavor further, add a ghost break layer. This is very quiet, almost felt more than heard. Take a slice from an amen or a similar break, put it in simpler, high pass it so it stays out of the way of the sub, and place a few tiny chopped hits over the final bar or two. Give it the same groove as the main drums, or even a slightly looser version of it. That subtle break ghost helps the transition feel like part of the drum arrangement, not like a pasted-on FX sweep. Now group your riser layers and process them together. On the group bus, use light saturation to glue everything. Add auto filter if you want a final bit of movement. Utility is useful here too, because you can manage stereo width. Keep the transition reasonably focused early on, then let the higher layers open a little near the end if needed. For reverb and delay, keep things controlled. You want atmosphere, not a washed-out cloud that buries the drop. A good pre-drop transition in jungle or old-school D&B should feel like it's pulling forward. That means it should be rhythmically convincing, not just sonically exciting. If the riser has a believable pulse, the listener feels the momentum in their body. That's the secret. Also, make sure the transition lands with the drum fill and the bass phrase. Don't let it end randomly. The last two bars should thin out. The final bar should tighten up, and the last half bar should create a little vacuum before the drop. Then the downbeat hits, and the sub and drums take over with clarity. Always check the transition in mono too. This is especially important in D&B, where the low end needs to stay solid and the impact has to remain focused. If the riser is too wide, too bright, or too wet, it can blur the drop and make the whole thing feel smaller. Keep the sub dry and centered. Let the riser do the fancy stuff up top. A few pro moves to keep in mind. First, don't over-quantize the chopped parts. A little looseness helps the phrase feel played. Second, think in layers of information. One layer for movement, one for brightness, one for grit. Third, if you want a more custom texture, resample the whole transition bus and chop it again in simpler. That often gives you a more gritty, more personal result than endlessly tweaking live devices. You can also try a groove swap in the last bar only. Start with one swing feel, then shift to a slightly different one right before the drop. That creates a little gear change effect that works really well in break-heavy arrangements. Or try a fake out. Mute the main riser for one beat, leave a tiny ghost hit, and then let the drop come back in. That kind of tension trick can hit hard if you use it sparingly. So the workflow is this. Build a drop skeleton first. Create tonal and noise-based riser layers. Apply groove pool tining. Program broken rhythmic motion instead of one long sweep. Automate your filter and space. Add a quiet break ghost if you want more old-school character. Group the layers, and check the whole thing in context with the drums and bass. The final goal is not just a rise. It's a launch. When it works, the riser doesn't feel like decoration. It feels like it helped the drop arrive. And that's the vibe we want. Raw, swung, a little chaotic, but still tight enough to punch through like a proper jungle DNB system. Now go make that transition breathe, swing, and hit with attitude.